Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I'm your host, Jesse Steele. It is June 28th. It's a Tuesday, and I'm just reminding you here at Eastern Sierra Now, when you want your news, you want it now. Yeah, I know it's a little cheesy, but I'm no quitter. I'm sticking with it. But it sticks to the point, right? You don't have to tune in the radio at a specific time of day and make sure you're in your car or whatever to listen to news. You can listen to news anytime you want to. It's a podcast. You download it when you want to. So, download it at the gym, when you're on your run, shoot, when you're in the shower. You can do whatever you want. I was going to say I listen to it in the shower, but that'd be kind of weird listening to myself talk about news in the shower. I don't know. We'll move on from that terrifying thought. So here's the big one, and this one is actually good to me because I have had my catalytic converter sawed off, and if I ever found the person that did it, I would saw off their feet. Yes, I know that's disgusting, and I don't care. So two catalytic converter theft suspects were arrested, two at large, after pursuit by officers from Mammoth Lakes to Highway 395. On Thursday, June 23rd, at approximately 11:45 p.m., Mammoth Lakes police officers responded to a local auto shop for a report of a stolen catalytic converter. The witnesses stated that they saw three people cutting parts off of a truck in the parking lot and then left the scene in a silver SUV. This vehicle was also of interest in previous catalytic converter thefts from various vehicles in Mammoth Lakes. Officers attempted to conduct a traffic stop on a vehicle matching the earlier description, and a pursuit ensued. The pursuit began at the intersection of Main Street and Old Mammoth Road, traveled onto the scenic loop to the junction of 395, multiple Forest Service dirt roads, and ultimately terminated south of Smoky Bear Flats. Sight was lost on the vehicle for some time as the chase was paused due to the silver SUV traveling southbound in the northbound lanes of Highway 395. The vehicle was later located unoccupied on Pole Line Road. It was determined that the vehicle was occupied by four people. The following day, a tip came in that an individual matching the description of the driver was seen walking along Highway 395. He was ultimately taken into custody without incident. Later, a second person claiming to have been a passenger of the vehicle came to the police station to retrieve personal property and was also arrested. What a dumbass. The two individuals have been booked into the Mono County Jail on charges of felony grand theft, evading, and conspiracy. Two individuals are still at large. The Mammoth Lakes Police Department wishes to thank the California Highway Patrol, Mono County Sheriff's Office, and Frosty Four Wheelers Off-Road Towing for their assistance in this case. Good, I'm glad they got them. Hopefully Bigfoot got the other two and he's sawing off their catalytic converters. There's nothing more annoying than starting your car in the morning and blah, it sounds like a cannon. And then you're just completely screwed because you can't drive it. You have to go and completely have the thing redone because they sawed it off. It's not bolted off. Catalytic converters are expensive as hell. Yeah, if I ever found that person, that'd be it. But hey, glad we caught him. You know, there hasn't been one for a while. That's a bummer. But we got a obituary here for William Lemon, a.k.a. Bill, August 21st, 1925 through April 19th, 2022. William was born on August 21st, 1925 to William and Wilma Lemon and went to be with his wife in heaven on April 19th, 2022. He went to school at Delano Kindergarten through 12th grade. Then he went into the military in 1943 and was honorably discharged in 1945. He met Louise Davis in 1951. She had two girls, Judy Pippin, now Graham, and Carol Pippin, now Hilligoss, and they got married on July 4th, 1952. After they were married, another daughter came along, Marcia Lemon and Marie Lemon. Now it's Drake Zinke and a son, Michael Lemon. He went to work for Southern California Edison 1958 through 1975 when he injured his back at work. He was retired from Edison in 1978. After that, he became a shop sitter for Beulah Chacon until he turned 80. Then they started going on cruises every year through the mid-2000s. He was an avid bowler until he got Charcot syndrome and could not bowl anymore. He had three sisters and one brother who all preceded him in death. His wife of 64 years preceded him and his daughter Marie. He will be sorely missed by all of his family and friends. There will be a celebration of life on August 21st at 216 Terrace Drive in Big Pine from 12 to 4 in the afternoon. All friends that knew him and those that didn't are invited. Sounds like a pretty good life there, my friend. We talked a little bit yesterday about Mono Arts Council. I just wanted to talk again a little bit about the Mono Arts. Where'd my flyer go? The Mono Arts on the 4th. So it's July 1st through 4th. There's 40 artists and live music, splash art, and kids art booths. It's at the Footloose parking lot. And you do have to RSVP to attend. So you can do that at monoarts.org. And the other thing that's cool with them is it's 30 years since they opened. That's right. Help Mono Arts Council celebrate 30 years of arts in Mono County by raising $30,000 to continue their vital work. And you can donate today at monoarts.org. One thing that's going on this weekend that should be pretty fun, it's actually starting tomorrow, is the Mammoth Shakespeare Festival. So starting tomorrow, June 29th, at 6 p.m., which I should be clear, the show starts at 7. 6 p.m. is some pre-entertainment and a good chance to sit down, talk to your friends, have some wine, make a little picnic. You know how it goes. Mammoth Shakespeare is always super fun. It's at the Wood site, by the way, Sam's Wood site. It's kind of down the street from Mammoth Brewery. So again, tomorrow, 29th, we'll start with the first play, Measure for Measure, which is set in early 1900s. France, like Moulin Rouge era. So that play is actually pretty cool. I have been helping with that one behind the scenes quite a bit, and it should be a blast. Lots of great actors that you've seen a million times, and a lot that you haven't, like the lovely Amy Smith. She is killing it, by the way. So you're going to want to hang out, check that out. There's food and drink available to purchase there. You can get t-shirts, you can get, I mean, there's everything that you can get ready to go tomorrow. So show up at 6 p.m. and the show starts at 7. There are some chairs there, but you might want to bring your own, or just bring a blanket and kick it on the ground. You know, that's what a lot of people do. You know how it goes. Shakespeare is always super fun. And then starting Thursday, June 30th, will be Twelfth Night, which is the other of the two Shakespeare plays, and that one will be directed by Shira Dobrovner, and it is Twelfth Night, but gender swapped. So the women will be playing men parts, and the men will be playing women parts. So that's always pretty funny, just as it is, regardless of the content. Should be pretty fun. Same rules apply. Everything else I said, it's just different nights. So how it works is for the next 2 weeks, it's going to be odd night, even night, odd night, even night. So tomorrow is Measure for Measure. Thursday's 12th night. Friday's Measure for Measure. Saturday's 12th night. Sunday's Measure for Measure. I mean, that's how it goes. And then it will be just Wednesday through Sundays. So they take Mondays and Tuesdays off to recoup, because trust me, it's very hard. I've been in many of these. But you are going to want to go check that out. So again, tomorrow night, 6 p.m., and it is free, by the way, Measure for Measure. They do suggest a $15 donation, or any kind of donation you want to give. If you only have $5, that's fine, but you don't have to give any money at all. It is free. It's just nice to help out, because it does cost quite a bit to put this on. So, absolutely, Mammoth Shakes Festival, you do not want to miss that. It is always a standing ovation. So that is going to be it for us tonight. I'm going to leave you with our sponsors, and we will check in with you tomorrow.
This is Emily with Mammoth Lakes Tourism, reminding you how to recreate responsibly in the mountains. Research if you need a permit before you go. Plan ahead by packing layers, lighting, and other crucial items. Pack it in, pack it out, including pet and human waste and your toilet paper. Leave nature as is and take only photographs home with you. Tread lightly by staying on established trails. You can find a variety of local trails on mammothtrails.org. Keep your distance from wildlife and other recreators too. Know your limits and take responsibility for your safety. Learn more and make your commitment to keeping Mammoth Lakes beautiful at mammothpromise.com.
The Eastern Sierra Now podcast is brought to you by Coppertop Barbecue, High Point Solar, Northern Inyo Hospital, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mora's Mineral Treasures, Mammoth Brand, Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce, Brood Awakening, Shorty's Speed Shop, Giovanni's, Perez Quality Tire, Bishop Hauling, Sierra Light Gallery, Mammoth Lakes Tourism, Eastern Sierra Community Bank, and listeners like you who donate at patreon.com/EasternSierraNow.